Welcome to InMemory 2018 second quarter webcast conference. Today's meeting will be hosted by Chairman Dr. Charles Xu. Following management prepared remarks, there will be a question and answer section. Please freely submit your question in the input box on the webcast window throughout the conference. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded and a webcast replay will be available within 3 hours after the conference is finished. Please visit www.inmemory.com.tw under the Investor Relations section. As usual, before we begin, we would like to remind everybody that today's presentation may contain forward-looking statements that are subject to risk factors associated with semiconductor and IP business. Please refer to the cautionary statement as it appears on the page 3 of today's presentation. Now, I would like to turn the call over to InMemory's Chairman, Dr. Charles Xu. Dr. Xu, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to InMemory's 2018 second quarter earnings conference call. Overall, Q2 financial performance was disappointing due to the following two factors. First, due to the slower smartphone demand, we saw inventory correction since Q1. And the second reason is we signed a big contract and earned licensing revenue in Q2 last year, but not in Q2 this year. However, based on our July 2018 royalty revenue, we saw improvement in royalty revenue from display driver. We also saw growth in royalty revenue from fingerprint sensors, setup box, and other applications. Revenue contribution from 12-inch nodes has increased to 42% for July 2018. On a brighter side, we continue to see NeoFuse making progress in gaining market share, which allows us to shift our reliance on smartphone-related application to other applications. This is a positive trend for our company's development. Let me start by presenting our overall financial performance. Revenue for the June quarter was NT$302 million, and the earnings per share, EPS, was NT$1.48. I will now drill down to the specific of our Q2 performance, starting with our technology. We had 110 customers tape outs in the second quarter, including power management IC, LCD driver IC, IoT related products, OLED driver IC, fingerprint, sensor related IC, and others. For now, I will discuss our second quarter operating results in detail. We will then discuss our quarterly business and the technology development status and outlook. Please turn to slide 12. Our royalty revenue in US dollar was down 23% sequentially, but up 5% year over year. In NT dollar, our royalty revenue was down 23% sequentially, but up 1% year over year. InMemory entered into 5 license contracts with 3 different foundries in the second quarter versus 7 licensing contracts with 4 different foundries in the prior quarter. As a result, the licensing revenue in US dollar decreased by 13% sequentially and 23% year over year. In NT dollar, licensing revenue decreased by 12% sequentially and 25% year over year. However, we expect licensing revenue to grow as top foundries accelerate the rollout of leading-edge process nodes. The total revenue in US dollar was down 19% sequentially and 7% year-over-year. In NT dollar, total revenue was down 19% sequentially and 9% year-over-year. The decline in revenue was mainly due to the slowdown in global smartphone demand. However, the scheduled release of new flagship phones by OEMs in the second quarter of 2018 are expected to rejuvenate seasonal smartphone sales, which will help drive growth in revenue. Royalty revenue, licensing revenue, and the total revenue for the first half of the year in US dollar increased by 5%, 7%, and 6% respectively as compared to the same period of 2017. In NT dollar, royalty revenue remained flat, while licensing revenue increased by 4% and the total revenue increased by 1% as compared to the same period of 2017. Next, I'm going to talk about our royalty revenue performance by applications. First, Q2 royalty revenue from display driver IC decreased by 24% as compared to the prior year. Within the display driver IC segment, royalty revenue from iOS devices remained flat, while royalty revenue from Android devices decreased by 30% as compared to the prior year. As compared to the prior quarter, royalty revenue from display driver IC decreased by 44%. Specifically, royalty revenue from iOS devices and Android devices decreased by 22% and 49%, respectively. Overall, royalty revenue from display driver IC accounted for 30% of the quarterly royalty revenue. The decrease in royalty revenue from display driver IC was mainly due to inventory correction in the smartphone sector. Since our OLED display driver solution are in mass production, we are optimistic about our future growth in royalty revenue from display driver IC. In fact, our July 2018 royalty revenue reports show the demand for display driver IC is on the rise. Q2 royalty revenue from power management IC increased by 32% as compared to the prior year. Within the power management IC segment, royalty revenue from iOS devices increased by 70%, but was offset by 14% decrease from Android devices. As compared to the prior quarter, royalty revenue from power management IC decreases by 17% specifically. Royalty revenue from iOS devices and Android devices decreased 19% and 13% respectively. Similar to the royalty revenue contribution from display driver IC, royalty revenue from power management IC also accounted for 30% of the quarterly royalty revenue. The sequential decrease in royalty revenue from power management IC was also due to inventory correction in smartphone sector. However, we expect to benefit from new smartphone product launches in the second half of the year. Q2 royalty revenue from fingerprint sensor increased by 25% year over year, but decreased by 17% from the prior quarter. Royalty revenue from fingerprint sector represented 11.5% of the quarterly revenue. Royalty revenue from fingerprint sensor is expected to increase as innovative in-display fingerprint sensors are in mass production. Royalty revenue from set-up box, microcontroller, and sensor-related applications and IoT-related applications increased 12% sequentially and 5% year-over-year. This segment accounted for 29% of quarterly royalty revenue. As for revenue by process technology type, 8-inch nodes accounted for 76% of total royalty revenue, while 12-inch nodes accounted for the remainder 24%. We are pleased to announce that revenue contribution from 12-inch nodes has increased to 42% for July 2018. The reason is that the product tape-out for 55 nanometer, 40 nanometer, and the 28 nanometer from the prior years are now in mass production. Now let's move on to slide 13. Q2 operating margin was 39.2% of revenue, down 9 percentage points from the prior quarter. The Q2 operating expenses decreases by 5%. as compared to the prior quarter due to decline in bonus expenses. Please note, the employee bonuses are tied to company's financial performance. To sum up, we posted earnings per share of NT$1.48 and the 23.2 return on equity. Please turn to slide 14 for information regarding the status of business and the technology development. As mentioned before, we entered into 5 license contracts and 3 different foundries in Q2. It is worth noting that we closed a licensing deal with the largest foundry in South Korea, which opened the door for our technology to be adopted more widely. As you can see on slide 15, we continue to make strong progress across process platforms. As of June 30, 2018, we have technologies under development for adoption on 102 different process platforms, ranging from 0.18 micron to 7 nanometer. Of the 102 platforms, 14 are near-bit related, 50 are near-fuse related, and 4 are near-path related, 12 are near-E related, and 22 are near-MTP related. Please turn to slide 16. Of our 102 technologies under development, 57 were related to 12-inch process platform, and 45 were related to 8-inch process platform. Also, please note that as of the end of Q2, 58 of our technology for 12-inch process platform has been qualified by major foundries and are ready for volume production. On the IP design long license side of our businesses, we continue to see chip makers have our chip embedded with our IPs. During the Q2, we had seen 114 product tapeouts. Of the 110 products, 25 were power management IC, 23 were LCD display driver ICs, 13 were IoT sensors, and 10 were OLED drivers IC, 9 were fingerprint sensors, and 8 were other sensors, and 4 were motor driver ICs, and 3 were multimedia ICs, and another 3 were network ICs, and the remaining 12 were for other applications. Now I will discuss our future outlook. We expect to maintain our growth trajectory based on the following trend and the strategy. For the licensing part, we continue to focus on establishing strategic partnership with worldwide foundries and expand our technology footprint on various process platforms. As mentioned before, the largest foundry in South Korea become our partner in Q2. We have also signed several new license contracts with foundries to develop our technology on advanced nodes platform, including 16 nanometer and beyond. As we grow our IP library, our IP design licensing revenue will increase. New MTP licensing contract will also drive the growth of licensing revenue in the future. And on the royalty side, in 8-inch nodes, royalty revenue from power management IC will increase due to our success in contract renegotiation with the largest fabless IC design house in U.S. chip development under the new contracts are ready for volume production. Our MTP technology has been adopted by a large IDM in Europe and is ready for mass production. In addition, the second largest IC design company in the U.S. has tapped out the wireless charging chips that adopted our technology. We are witnessing a rising adoption of in-display fingerprint sensor at a growing number of OEMs. we are in prime position to capitalize on the popularity of the IoT devices, connected car, and the healthcare wearables, as our IP can be embedded in sensor, MCU, power management targeted this application. In 12-inch nodes, the migration of display driver IC to touch display driver IC and OLED IC continues. The growing popularity of TDDI and OLED will lead to the increase of royalty revenue from 14-nanometer and 15-nanometer process platforms. Major IC design houses in Asia has adopted our IP for their 28 consumer IC products. In fact, we are seeing more tapouts at the 28 process technology for setup up multimedia IC, solid-state disk controller, and network-related IC. Let's move on to the development of new applications. NeoFuse has been adopted on 25-nanometer DRAM process technology for memory repair. As mentioned before, five licensing contracts were signed in Q2. One of the five were related to DRAM. Therefore, we expect royalty revenue from NeoFuse to increase in the near future. And the NeoPUF is expected to be adopted for various security applications, including radio frequency, FPGA, portable pulse machines, printer cartridges, IoT devices, and the smart car. To facilitate the wide adoption of a NeoPUF, we have formed strategic partnership with the world's leading semiconductor IP company. As for the development of new technologies, we continue to partner with main foundries in the development of IPs at the 5-nanometer, 7-nanometer, 12-nanometer, and the 14-nanometer process platforms, and the 22-nanometer SOI process technology. We are currently developing a new memory technology with a top U.S. company top IDM company in the U.S. Okay, in summary, eMemory will continue to focus our growth priority on developing our technology on advanced process platform and ensuring our solutions are widely adopted by fabless and IDMs. Let me now turn it over to the operator to begin the Q&A section. Thank you very much for your attention.
We now begin the question and answer section. If you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. Now we are going to collect questions and will reply to you in a minute. Please hold on.
Hello, I'm Rick. We got several questions. The first one is from Credit Suisse, Mr. Lu. He has three questions. The first one is the customer-based foundry. It means that in the foundry field. He says, at one Korea customer in the foundry side, but drop one China customer. Could you discuss more? Okay, so as Charles mentioned, we completed contract with the biggest Korean foundry company in the second quarter. We dropped the China's foundry customer. The reason is that is a 4-inch foundry. So because they are no longer running the foundry business, so we terminate the contract with them. So the reason is that the customer do not want to run the foundry business anymore. The second question is, in terms of IDM, you say you have been saying good progress with IDM, but it seems you are dropping Japan and the North America customers. So I think this is a very good question. Yeah, actually we work with several Japanese and U.S. customers in the IDM side. But as you can learn from our website, in case you are always looking to our progress, you will see that we signed the contract with these customers for many, many years. So customer will have to go with the satellite strategy. It means that they want to adopt foundry's process platform so that they can enjoy the process advancement. So that is why they stop running their fab, use our eMemory's IP in foundries. So that is why you see several Japanese and U.S. IDM terminate the contract with us. But that is the license to lay in-house manufacturing. The third question is the fabless company portion. You made a good progress in China and the U.S. customers. Could you discuss more in detail on what are the profiles of these customers and which application they are focusing on? Here I would like to pick one or two customers as examples. In the in China and the U.S., we work with the customer in the set-top box, surveillance, and also wireless chargers applications. So they are the major chip makers in China and the U.S., and so we expect these customers' product will contribute the production royalty in the near future. Another question is from HSBC, Andrew Lai. So he has three questions. The first one is, in next 3 years, which non-smartphone ICs have potential to grow and contribute meaningful revenues? So I think that as Charles mentioned, other than smartphone, we know already saw the royalty contribution from the Bluetooth, IoT, and also set-top box and surveillance. So we believe in the upcoming 3 years, we will see the non-smartphone application, non-smartphone products will, in this field, will contribute a meaningful royalty revenue. The second question is, when will we recognize the first page of license fee from the largest Korean foundry? The answer is, we already count the first license fee in the second quarter this year. The third question is, what are the benefits and the drawbacks or cons to integrate several OTPs in one IC instead of adopting an MTP directly? I think this is a very very tough question for me to answer. Customers, the reason why customers use multiple bank OTP to replace MTP, the reason is that will be related to the product application. In short, in case the IC will be, the data in the IC will be modified only when the production stage then customer just need a multiple bank OTP for the product application. But in case customer will need, the chip will be, the data in the chip will be revised or updated many, many times other than the limited cycles, then the customer will need a true MTP. So as you can learn from our recent announcement, we have several MTP cooperation with Korea Foundry and also Japanese or Israel foundries in the MTP solution. So for these products, they will need MTP. Multiple bank OTP cannot satisfy their product application. So customer will, based on their product application and requirements, to determine multiple OTP or MTP for their product usage.
As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. As there are no further questions, we now begin closing comments. Dr. Xu, please proceed.
Okay, thank you for coming to attend eMemory's Investor Conference. eMemory will continue to drive our innovation to make our innovation into the commercial product. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. You may now disconnect. Goodbye and have a good day.